You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
That blessing to you, we pray over the prayer cloths as Paul was moved by the Holy Ghost to send the handkerchiefs and these cloths out to people and it healed the sick, and you know, and we do that, and we do have anointing oil that we pray over and we send it to you, and you anoint it, whatever it is that you want to anoint it, whatever problem you have or sickness or maybe it's salvation for your children, you know, you might just anoint their bed, the pillowcase or whatever it may be, but anoint, and we do send that out. We want you to know that God is real. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We send out the frame, the word of God frame. The Bible says, write it on your door. Write it everywhere. Keep it all around you. Put it on your wall. And we have that. We have that frame and where it has the word of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. 4:13. And so we have all that. And we will send it to you. That's your again. And don't forget, I do have an email address, prayerpower@cricket.net. Again, we can communicate prayer requests if you want. And that's prayerpower@cricket.net. Awesome, you know, I get this all the time. We get prayer requests through the emails. So please do so if you can. I'd appreciate it a whole lot. And don't forget, we have a Facebook, Prayer Power Ministry. You get there. You can get on there, too, and communicate and ask for prayer. Man, what an awesome thing. We just got this high technology where we can use it for God and to bless people, for them to learn about Jesus. Man, what an awesome thing. And this ministry, Prayer Power Ministry, does this for you. Prayer Power Ministry does this for you. And all you got to do is you call this number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address. I'll send it to you. If you want to give a donation, the same thing. If you want to support this ministry financially, please do so. You can call the number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address, or I'll give you my address. And that's Post Office Box 11782, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We just want to be able to support you guys. Prayers and teaching you the word. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Rene Carmouche coming to you live with Prayer Power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's another day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to be glad in it. I don't care what the devil says or what he's done. I'm still going to be glad in the day that God has created for me. I'm excited about it because God made it for me. He made it for you as well. So enjoy it. Know God created it for you and communicate with him. Let him know how much you're grateful for today. No matter what you're going through, God is going to turn it around for you. He has some good news, and I come to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the good news of Christ Jesus, and I come to tell you all about it. I appreciate all of you out there who's tuned in right now. Some of you, maybe for the very first time, and this program really relates the Word of God to issues taking place for today in the Bible as well as out there in the world. So we kind of relate it all to the Word of God and find out what God has to say. We also pray for those who need prayer. You can call a number and we'll pray for you right during the program at any time. You might want to write this number down. I'll give it to you. I'll give it throughout, the program. The number is 1-877-464-2500. Call the number whenever you get a chance during the program, anytime. You will pray for you. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you might just have a comment. Call the number. Remember, the number is 1-877-464-2500. Excuse me. Folks, you are out there. I thank you for tuning in. It's all about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else but Jesus. And this is what we're looking at right now. God helping you out, God speaking to your heart, because God has something good to say to you in His Word. I don't want you to forget, I do have a book that I've written personally. It's called Melodies of Revenge. It's all about music related to the Word of God. I know you'll like it. We send it out free. We also have it on a CD. Yes, you can listen to it. Wow, awesome. We have this book on CD as well as in the book. It's written out. Either one, just let me know. Call. You might want to call my number, 318-715-3174, and just leave your address and whatever you're asking for. So, again, we do have this book. I want you to know. I'll mail it to you if you want it in the book or you want it on a CD, whichever you prefer. So I know you're going to enjoy it. It's all about the Word of God and music, man. Awesome, 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 awesome. You'll find out information from the Word of God, and so that you'll learn and have wisdom about music. So praise God. So remember that. Don't forget that. This number here, right here at the station, we hope that you call in. 1-877-464-2500. This is the reason why I have this live program. I also have guests that come and co-host. Hopefully, they'll walk in at any time, I'm hoping, and usually they do. But, again, this is the reason why we have it. It's a live program where you could call in for prayer. We pray for you. Again, you might have a question or a comment that we're, on the issue, the topic that we're talking about, and we'll do our best, to answer it according to the Word of God. You out there, are you excited about the Word? I'm excited about the Word because it changes my life every day. The Bible says in Psalms 1, meditate on the Word day and night so that you may be fruitful in your season. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's what I want to be, fruitful in my season. Your season is coming your way. Don't fret. Don't be scared. Know that sooner or later, your season is on its way. I want to talk about compassion, God's compassion for miracles. You need a miracle like I need a miracle. And I want you to know what compassion is. First of all, I want to give you the definition of compassion. It is the act of helping someone who is miserable because of breaking God's laws or because of circumstances beyond their control. Right now, I know for a fact, there's no doubt about it, you are in a situation that is beyond your control. You would love to fix it, but you can't fix it. In fact, you can't get anybody to fix it but God. And that's where God wants you to be so He can bring compassion on your life and fix the problem and bring a miracle in your life. But these, we're going to talk about some things that move God in compassion. Yeah, there's certain factors that you need to know how to move God in compassion so He can bring that miracle in your life right now, because you need it, because you can't fix it. Nobody can but God. You're in a situation where it's beyond your control. You like me, man. I want to fix it, Molly. I just want to fix the problem or get somebody to fix it, but I can't, and I know I can't. I just can't do it, man. Have you ever been in that situation where,
many of times, but I have to think about it. If I can't solve it, there's somebody else that can solve it for me.
That's right, and God is the only way, right? And that's where we're at right now, and you are there right now. There's going to be a big problem in your life right now, and God can solve it for you. In Jude chapter 1, the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 21, it says, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who unto eternal life, and someone have compassion, making a difference. And here we see that, yes, compassion makes a difference for the miracle that you're looking for. And I want you to know that God will bring that miracle. We got to move God in compassion. We can see this happening in the Word of God. We go to the story. The first story is found in Matthew chapter 15. When you have time, and you'll find the story, Matthew chapter 15, verse 29, it begins there, and how God was moved by compassion with thousands of people following him and wanting to know more about what he had to say. He was hungry for God. They were hungry for God. This is the story where God feeds 5,000 men and besides women and children. So we know that there's 5,000 men, and if you double it, most of the time there's double or more women. You're looking at 10,000 or more people. They're following Jesus, and man, they're hungry. They're starving to find out about Jesus. They're not concerned about physical food, but they're looking for some spiritual food, and they've been following Jesus for 3 days. 3 days! I want you to know that you got to understand this one thing. They did not eat or drink for 3 days. That's the Bible telling you. Look it up in Matthew 15, verse 29. Minister Tony Fashina, my co-host, he just arrived here. How you doing, brother?
Super fine.
Super fine. Well, that's good. I like the super part, okay? You're Superman, right? We all supermen and superwomen in Christ Jesus, man. All right, you know, like Smiley's, he's laughing about it, but he probably has a cape somewhere, you know, Superman, and you had to get it, you had to come back out from that corner, you know, dressed in your Superman shirt, man, and your tights and all that.
Can't do it by myself.
Leaping tall buildings, you know. But anyways, we are supermen. You know, I did a sermon on that, supermen and superwomen of God. But we're talking about compassion, my brother, Tony Fashina. And we're looking at certain things that move God in compassion. And what I gave a definition about compassion, this is where there are circumstances beyond our control, where God intervenes because he loves us, of course. And this is where, even myself, I'm in a situation, perhaps you were out there in a situation where it's beyond your control, it will take God. And we need to move God into compassion. And this is one story, we look in the Bible, Matthew 15, where God, and it states that God had compassion on all the people that followed him for 3 days. Thousands of people, over 10,000 people following Jesus, hungry for God. And we see here how God was moved, Jesus, I'm talking about Jesus, Jesus was moved with compassion by the determination and the perseverance that they had in seeking God for 3 days. Now listen to this. Some of you can't go to church for 1 hour. That hurt, didn't it, Smile?
That hurt.
Listen to this. Some of you cannot go to church for 1 hour. But we got these people who are going for 3 days without eating turkey, all right, without eating all that delicious roast, for 3 days without eating. Now, you look it up. I'm not making this up. Matthew chapter 15, brother or sister, that you listen. Some of you are shaking your head. I don't believe. Well, you look it up in the Word of God if you believe Jesus, his word. He said, for 3 days, man, they were walking with me. And that's one of the things that move God, because of their determination. Those are factors that show determination and perseverance about getting a miracle from God. So, Brother Tony, we see what happened right there. God performed a wonderful miracle. Not only did he give them wisdom of who he was and what he was, and that was the Word of God. But he also fed them, give their bellies full, physically and spiritually. Miracle took place right there because he was moved with compassion. What do you think about that, brother?
I tell you like this. When you talk about passion and compassion, we can show compassion to people too. See, what happened is that we all need to have a passion for God and a compassion for lost souls. See, the Bible said the harvest is plenty. And I thank God because I invited one of my friends at Pinecrest to be listening to the show now. His name is James Foster. He couldn't come here, but he can always listen at the job. So he worked with me in our Pancras. So pray for James Foster and his family. But anyway.
And you did tell me that you have people over in Africa. What part of Africa?
Nigeria.
Nigeria, yeah. Who listen to us now. Yeah. And I believe I'm going to need you to interpret some of this stuff. Wasn't that what you asked me, I think, the last show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about the prayer. I always.
Oh, we'll wait for the prayer.
I pray
okay.
My language.
All right, so you people out there, they're listening to us out there in Africa, okay?
Yeah. But like I'm saying, we are all, thank God for Africa, but like I'm saying, when we have a passion for God, we have a compassion for souls. We have a willing to work for God. Because Jesus said the harvest is plenty. Now, that's a problem right there.
What's the problem?
No. The harvest is plenty.
Yeah.
You see, that is a promise right there.
A promise.
Okay, promise.
All right, we got it.
But the laborers are few. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem.
And Bible said, pray for the Lord of the harvest. That means that's a prayer right there, that we should pray.
For the laborers.
Lord of the harvest, to send laborers to the harvest field. So,
I want to ask a question right there, and that's one of the things that I think about. Oh, laborers, when we talk about laborers, do they get paid for this?
Well, they are not so. Really, to tell you the truth, I say, if you are laboring for God, you shouldn't get paid. And that brought me to my next topic.
Uh-huh.
We got two kinds of shepherds. We got a shepherd that will put his life in danger for the sheep.
Uh-huh.
And we got hirelings. Those are the ones that really get paid.
Right.
Hirelings. They are worried about the money that the sheep is giving them, more than the sheep that is giving them the money.
Uh-huh.
Now, God can use anything to preach. Look at it this way. If you are a pastor in America, I don't know whether I brought that the last time.
Uh-huh.
You're a pastor in America, you are considered an American shepherd.
Right.
Because you're a pastor. And if you're a pastor in Nigeria, you're a Nigerian shepherd.
Now,
if you're a pastor in Germany, what are you?
A German shepherd. So, I heard that one last time.
And if God can use a donkey, he can use a German shepherd.
He can use a German shepherd.
So nobody can say, I'm too bad. For God to use. He's a German shepherd.
But we want to move God in compassion, and we're talking about determination, and I know your laborers, we're talking about laborers as well, and they need compassion. There's no doubt about that in order to work the miracles of God for other people, and that God will use them. And that's really a good link there that you brought up. And we do need compassion, but we need to move God, because God is a miracle worker, you know, and we see what happens, and we're often looking and searching for how are we going to move God, you know, to get me out of this mess I'm in, because I can't do it, Brother Tona. I can't, no matter how much I want to try to fix it, I can't fix it. You know, some of us out there got cancer. You can do all you want, and you can try the best doctors. We know about the woman with the issue of blood. The same way, you can't fix the cancer. The doctor can't fix the cancer. You in a predicament right now that only God, you have circumstances beyond your control. You can't do it, and no one else can but God. And I'm telling you, he's the only one. And we got to move him in compassion, you know, because God is merciful God. He has so much mercy. And that's where we're at, folks. You laborers out there, the same thing. God will use you again with his compassion to work miracles, to go out there and preach the gospel, saving souls for Jesus Christ, for the kingdom of heaven. That's a miracle, you know. People need that out there. Laborers need to be out there, just like Brother Fashina's talking about, and all of these ministers are out there, should be laboring, saving souls. Because the time is coming. Sooner or later, there's going to be an end. The time is near. You know, I had a vision, brother, during the week. And I'd seen a giant angel. A big
angel. I said you saw an angel.
Yeah, I seen an angel.
I was in your dream. That was, I said you saw an angel.
Okay. Now, I don't know if it looked like you. You know, you were shy. I mean, if you were, maybe.
I was watching you while you having it. You didn't see me in the dream.
Oh, I didn't see you.
You saw an angel. I was watching you.
You were watching me in the dream. Okay. But I seen this angel, and he had this book in front of him. And, I mean, the things, and the angel was shiny, you know, and he was wearing white. And you know, had golden locks, and I say golden lock, golden hair, and again, he was just shiny. I mean, you could just as shiny, just like the sun, bright as the sun. And the book, you know, was about 5 feet tall and about 5 feet wide, and he was writing down some stuff, and I could hear the Holy Ghost or God telling me, you know, he's writing down a lot of names. You know, there's a lot of people that are getting saved because the time is near. The time is near. He said the end times are near. Now, how close, I don't know. But I know this one thing. You need to get your name in the Lamb Book of Life, because that's what it was, the Lamb's Book of Life. And so, folks, make sure that your name is in that book. How do you get your name? Well, you ask Jesus to save you. That's how. He's the one that puts your name in there. You ask him to forgive you your sins and save you, to come and live in your heart and believe it, and you'll never be the same again. And your name shall be written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. What an awesome thing. Isn't that correct? Man, that's just awesome. Praise God. So I hope he was writing your name. I couldn't see, Smile, if your name was on the book, all right? I can't tell you if your name's on the book, man.
I saw his name there.
You saw his name. Oh, Tony might have saw it. I don't know. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, again, in order to make sure your name's on the book, that Jesus has to be your Savior, and you got to really believe it and be committed to serving him and having him in your heart, no doubt. But we're talking about compassion. We're going back to compassion. Folks, you out there, call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We want to hear from you. We're going to pray with you. We got people here. We can pray together and just knock the devil out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what I like to do. I like to chase the devil. Hallelujah. We heard of God chases. Well, you can hear about devil chases. You know, I'm going to chase that devil and knock him out. So we're here to pray with you. If you need prayer, call 1-877-464-2500. Or if you have a question about compassion, if you have a question about being saved, if you have a question about anything in the Bible, we would love to hear from you. Call whatever question you have, even though it doesn't relate to the issue or the topic. We'll do our best to answer it in the Word
and
of God.
And that was my friend I just called, James Foster. I told him to listen to the radio.
Okay.
Because God has a calling on his life, too. He wants to use him mightily to
all
preach
right.
that gospel. So pray for James Foster. That God will bless his family.
All right, we're going to pray right now. Yeah. How about that? You want to pray? We're going to pray.
Yeah,
pray. Father God, we just thank you for James Foster. We pray, God, that you use him mightily.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, deal with his heart. Give him guidance. Help him to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Let him be blessed, for you order the footsteps of a righteous man only through the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we call it done according to your
Jesus
word.
Name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We want to pray with you, or whatever question you have from the Bible. Again, it doesn't have to be from this topic that we're talking about. We'd love to hear from you. You are out there. Again, I'd just love to hear what you have to say. Don't forget, I do have that book. You can order the book about music. It's called Melodies of Revenge, and it's also on a CD as well. So call the number 318-715-3174. Leave me your mailing address. I'll send it to you absolutely free. We got all kind of good stuff. You know, I mean, we just want to let you know about Jesus. You know, we got prayer cloths. I know we give away. Also, we give away anointing oil. We just want you to know that God is working. We'll work for you. His power is there. To save you, to heal you in whatever way. And we're laborers. That's all we are. We're laborers here. We're not God. We're not the prophet of the century, all right? We're not the big great prophets, all right? No, I don't believe anybody is right now. You know, we're not Moses or anything like that, you know, smiling. All we are is just a little, we're not even prophets. All we are is just men of God being used by God, you know, and you know, that's what we want you to know about Jesus, man. Ooh, glory to God, man. So call the number, 1-877-464-2500. We just hope that you call, and we'd love to pray with you. We got another story. You had something to say? Go ahead, Brother Tom.
What is it?
You have something to say?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Talking about winning souls. Sometimes when I see people running on the streets, smoking dope, selling their body for money, in my neighborhood or in my town, sometimes I put the blame on myself. I say, God, is there something that I could have done to help these guys to stay off the street that I forgot to do?
Right.
I put the blame on myself. Sometimes we have to blame ourselves because we live in a time now when we live in an evil time right now where people are doing all kind of bad things,
but
we can stop it as Christians.
Right.
The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, not by Muhammad's name, who are called by my name, not by Buddha's name,
no,
who are called by my name, not by Hindu's name, not by nobody's name, but by the name of Jesus, they can humble themselves and pray, I will hear. Because when God was going to bring destruction into Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot was begging God. He said, if you can find 50 people, will you let it go? God said, yes.
Yeah.
Then he dropped it to 20, then until he dropped it to only one soul, he can find nobody. But he did his best.
Amen. You know, he tried to do everything he could. Yeah. You know, and then God allowed Lot and his two daughters to be able to escape, as well as his wife. Of course,
we know
his wife made a horrible mistake and by turning around, because she still had the love of the world in her. So
yeah.
You can't do that. You can't have that love of the world and love God. You can't have that, okay? So, again, we know that God is moved by compassion. I love Jesus because his mercy and grace, it lasts forever. And we see another story. This time there's a multitude again of people, and we know all of the multitudes were by thousands. You know, when you think about a crowd, you know, we think about, oh, well, this little small crowd of 50 people, 100 people. You know, we see that like, you know, usually we see that on the movies or something, or maybe in the book, in the pictures. No. You're misinterpreting that. We're talking about thousands, all right, 10,000 or more. That's a lot of people, okay, just walking around following him. So it makes things difficult for him to function or operate in the spirit at times. But here we find they're moving around, and only two people stop Jesus in his track with compassion, and that was two blind men. These men were blind. They were sitting on the side, on the byway. And folks, you know, the devil will ostracize you in every way. He wants to make sure that you're not part of anything, like you're just a nothing, but you are a something with God. I want you to know that. You know, some of us are just believing what the devil's saying, that, oh, well, we're not worth of anything, not even with the world. No, that's a lie. We're worth a whole lot. We have great value to God. I want you to know that. God values you a whole lot. You're on the air.
Hey there, how y'all doing? How you doing, Pastor Carmucci?
Oh.
Good friend, Tona.
Yeah, we're doing good. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hi, Ronnie.
Yeah, what's up, Tona? I'm calling you to support you, Tona. You're doing good. I'm proud of you, bro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Good work, man. Keep doing what God called you to do, man. No matter.
Amen.
That doesn't stop you or deter you from it.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Well, thank you, brother. I'm my church member.
All right. Well, that's good. Hey, praise God. You know, I thank God for people.
Yeah,
all you church members, call, man. You know, give a shout out and, you know, and just shout out now for Jesus, you know, to keep the word going.
Yeah. I want Tony to say a prayer for me. You know, I've seen you with a couple of groups and stuff and trying to do God's will.
Amen.
And, we got some people out here that are still struggling with alcohol and drugs and drug problems. I want to pray for those people.
Okay.
Come in, that God bring them in and deliver, put the deliverance in them, and like he did me.
Amen.
Because I was once on that path, and God turned my life around. And I don't know if he did it for me, he'll do it for you.
He gave it. He was in the 700 Club. He gave his testimony.
Praise God. Well, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome. We're just grateful to you have a testimony, a short testimony or what, brother? Can you hear us?
Well, my testimony, I was on the 700 Club at once, and I was giving my testimony. I was out here struggling, homeless at one time. I also tried to take my life on several occasions, so and God turned my life around.
Wow.
Amen.
And so I'm here today, and I thank God, because if I would have succeeded in taking my life, then I wouldn't be here telling my story now.
Wow.
And I know there's a lot of people out there struggling and probably going through what I've gone through or even more.
Wow.
And I want to pray for them and let them know that there is hope. God is. He is still in the healing business.
Amen.
He sure is. And so you're telling me that you were homeless at one time and you attempted suicide several times. Is that true?
Yeah.
And were you on drugs or no?
Yeah, I was on drugs I was an alcoholic and a drug addict.
Okay, alcoholic, drug. People, you hearing this out there, this is a testimony from somebody that experienced all this, but Jesus turned it all around.
Amen.
Jesus delivered him from alcohol, drugs, being homeless, and even attempted suicide. I mean, attempting suicide, you know, what got you to that point, or did you hear voices, or were you believe that were you into maybe devil worshiping or something? Or
I never did hear any voices. Thank God, praise God for that. But I just got to the point where I just felt useless, and I felt, you know, I felt like I felt like I was better off dead than alive.
Right.
You know, I felt like I wasn't no use to my kids, or I wasn't no service to them. And so it just got to that point. I just start giving up.
Right.
But the only voice I heard was the voice of the God telling me, no, don't give up.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, brother, how did you get to that point of where, how did you hear? Did you just hear the voice inside your heart, or did somebody come and tell you or talk to you, or were you in a church at that time? And you heard the voice of God, you know, what changed that situation to go to Jesus?
Well, one day, it was the 7th of January, I'll never forget it, in 2002. I walked into my mom's house. I guess I got to the point where God put it in my mind, well, go home.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can go home. So, I guess I got to the point where I made up my mind to go home to my mom. And my mom said, well, why don't you go to that place you always go to? And I was like, what place, you know? And
uh-huh.
She said, you know the place you always go to, that place that always helped you with your drug. I said, well, no, I did not tell her at that point. I said, no, I've tried that too many times, several times. And it hasn't done any good. I said, but I'm going to try something that I know, that, and I believe in my heart that we'll do some good. I'm going to try Jesus.
Amen. Praise God.
And my life changed from that day and time.
What an awesome story. What an awesome story.
I'm still here.
You're still committed to Jesus.
I'm still free, so.
Woo, praise God. Hallelujah. That's an awesome thing. You know, I hope you people are listening out there, because you have hope. This man didn't have any hope until Jesus came into his life.
Amen.
And delivered him from alcohol, drugs, being homeless, attempted suicide, and just feeling.
And guess what? Now he finished college.
Woo, and he finished
college.
College
for criminal justice.
Wow.
Northwestern State University.
What an awesome.
Miami State University.
Woo, praise God.
Tell me what God can do in somebody's life.
Oh, yes, indeed. So now he's going for criminal justice.
He graduated. He's been finished in 5 years.
But that's awesome, bro.
I have two degrees in criminal justice and one degree in general studies.
Wow, praise God.
I have 3 degrees, I do, but...
All the way from little town of Boys, Louisiana. Very small town.
I use them to help people, though.
Yes. Well, that's awesome, brother. You know, God using you now as a laborer for his kingdom, Jesus Christ, and how he changed your whole life. And I hope somebody heard you out there. You see, just by your testimony can help somebody's life right now, being saved. Some people out there probably want to commit suicide right now, and who are listening and tune in. And, you know, because of your testimony, they have changed their mind and now go to Jesus. That's awesome. I want to thank you so much, you know, for calling in. And I bet you didn't even think you would be telling your testimony. Man.
I didn't think. I've called in on a lot of occasions over the radio, but
yeah.
I have never
spoke
these words where I've just spoken. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the will of God.
It is the will.
Me to talk about this today, because a lot of people didn't even know I had tried to commit suicide.
Wow.
They knew about the alcohol and drugs, But they never knew I tried to commit suicide.
Praise God. What an awesome thing. And you know, without Jesus, you know, I understand why people would try to commit suicide, you know. If you don't have Jesus, you know, there's no hope. So, you know, I understand that. And, you know, but thank God that Jesus came into your life, changed your life completely around. Now, you know, now you're into criminal justice, helping people. Man, what an awesome thing. You know, that's just a big blessing. And you gave your testimony on the 700 Club. What an awesome thing. There are more millions of people listening to the testimony as well. What an awesome, awesome testimony. We thank you so much, brother. We thank you so much for doing that for us.
Before we hang up the phone, can we have some prayers for those that are still out there suffering?
Yes. We're going to pray now.
And his brother is a bishop, too. And he's the brother God on the street, and he's a bishop.
Wow.
Bishop R. Williams.
Oh, praise
bishop
God.
Bishop in Winfield. Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. Let's pray right now. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, for those people out there who are hooked on drugs and alcohol, Lord, and who are thinking about committing suicide, Lord, who are homeless, who have nothing. Lord, we just bind that devil right now in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Set them free. Deliver them, God, from alcohol and drugs, oh God. Deliver them and change their lives, Lord. Let them be saved. Send people in their path to tell them about you, Jesus, to save their souls, God. Send people, Lord, you use people and laborers. We thank you for using our brother here right now, God, has changed somebody's life out there by his testimony alone. We thank you for it, God, believe it's already done. You're sending laborers out there, God, to save souls and deliver them from all they're going through right now, alcohol, drugs, suicide, and so on. We thank you, God. That lives are being changed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Minister Ronnie. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless
you. See you at church Saturday.
All right, Tona, keep it up, Tona.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother, thank you. Bye-bye. Right. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Again, we do send prayer cloths that will be a blessing to you. We pray over the prayer cloths as Paul was moved by the Holy Ghost to send the handkerchiefs and these cloths out to people and it healed the sick. And, you know, and we do that. And we do have anointing oil that we pray over and we send it to you and you anoint it, whatever it is that you want to anoint it, whatever problem you have or sickness or maybe it's salvation for your children. You know, you might just anoint their bed, the pillowcase or whatever it may be, but whatever it may be, but anoint, and we do send that out. We want you to know that God is real. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We send out the frame, the word of God frame. The Bible says, write it on your door. Write it everywhere. Keep it all around you. Put it on your wall. And we have that. We have that frame, and where it has the word of God. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. 4:13. And so we have all that, and we will send it to you. That's your again. And don't forget, I do have an email address, prayerpower@cricket.net. Again, we can communicate prayer requests if you want. And that's prayerpower@cricket.net. Awesome, you know. I get this all the time. We get prayer requests through the emails. So please do so if you can. I'd appreciate it a whole lot. And don't forget, we have a Facebook, Prayer Power Ministry. You get there. You can get on there, too, and communicate and ask for prayer. Man, what an awesome thing. We just got this high technology where we can use it for God and to bless people, for them to learn about Jesus. Man, what an awesome thing. And this ministry, Prayer Power Ministry, does this for you. Prayer Power Ministry does this for you. And all you got to do is you call this number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address. I'll send it to you. If you want to give a donation, the same thing. If you want to support this ministry financially, please do so. You can call the number, 318-715-3174. Leave me your address, or I'll give you my address. And that's Post Office Box 11782, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We just want to be able to support you out there. Prayers and teaching you the word. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. We're back, and we want to pray for you. We got somebody on the air right now, brother. So what do we need to pray for again here?
Well, you know, I like to say that I'm a Christian or claim to be one, and as a Christian, I feel like we're ambassadors for Christ.
Amen.
But, you know, after working a whole hard day, I'm getting ready to come home, I'm just leaving the bank, and someone blew the horn, and before I knew it, she started arguing with me and she cussed me out. And before I thought about it, I repeated what she said to me to her.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, what did I just do as I drove away? And I had to repent and I prayed about it, but I just didn't feel right. And I started saying, now, what if I was a preacher? Well, I mean, because I'm no different from a preacher or anyone else. I mean, we all are Christians.
Right, right.
I'm being the ambassador that I'm supposed to be, or the representative. That wasn't a good look. So I felt kind of bad, and I kept telling myself, "There's no condemnation after you."
That's
repent.
Correct.
But
that's
I was
correct.
Like, I need some encouragement on what to do with this road rage. That's an issue that I have, and normally I don't curse a lot, but she got underneath my skin, and when she cursed me out, I said, "You know what? You can have it right back." And that's not me. That's not what Christ would do, I don't think. So
no,
I'm what do I do? What? Tell me something.
Well, we know what the word says, as you said. You know, there's no condemnation through Christ Jesus, and we all have those emotions, and we got to be very careful. The Bible talks about temperance, the fruit of the Spirit, having self-control, and a lot of that has to do with learning it. Okay, it's a learned behavior, and the more we learn to control ourselves, the better we get. And it's not a 100% proof. Okay.
You're a pastor. You,
right.
You get mad like that?
I get angry. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I'm like anybody else.
Didn't you say? What do you say? It's not a sin to get angry. Is that what the Bible?
He's talking. It has nothing to do. The reason for getting angry, you know, there's a righteous anger, getting angry at sin, so on. You know, or unrighteousness or evil. You know, there's a difference. But what he went on to say was, never let the sun go down. You know, feeling angry, which he meant get rid of it fast as you can, which he meant at the same time that we all do have those emotions and we are normal. But if we want more control, then we got to learn it, you know, ask God to forgive
us. Because I kept telling myself, I need to walk by the Spirit.
Spirit, exactly.
The flesh.
Exactly.
Like the flesh rose up. You know, I heard someone say a long time ago, when you're squeezed, what's in you is going to come out of you.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that kind of convicted me a little bit. I'm like, so is that in me or I just had a moment? And, you know, I'm like, I want to do better. So I was like, okay, so what do I need to do?
Again.
It's weird, you know, I drove home. I was driving on my way to work today, and I was listening to, you know, a gospel CD, you know, some word, listening to a message. And we're talking about the Holy Spirit and stuff. And then so I'm like, okay, I'm doing good, being led by the Spirit. But in the twinkling of an eye, just that quick, I'm not being led by the Spirit.
Right. And that's what happens a lot of times. The devil is a hit-and-run guy, all right?
Uh-huh.
He is a coward. He will not stand there with you to fight with you, you know what I mean? Because you got the blood of Jesus, you got more power in you than he does, okay? So he's a coward. He's going to hit and run. And you know, again, it all depends on how much you've learned in life and having self-control through the Word of God. That can only be done through the power of the Holy Ghost, okay? And so,
you
therefore...
Second Timothy tell us, you know, he didn't give us a power of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
That's exactly right. Exactly.
So I'm like, how do you tap into that, though? You're saying it's just more experience?
More experience in the Word of God, staying closer to Jesus as much as possible. We know how Moses, you know, remember Moses, he got angry, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I used to want to write a sermon one day. I was listening, and I don't preach, but I said one of the things I got from a message from Moses was, don't let other people cause you to miss your blessing.
Exactly.
He didn't get to see the other side. He didn't get to see the other side because he got angry with the Israelites when he came off the mountain.
That's perfect. Perfect for what you're saying, because, again, that's more the reason to learn self-control through the Word of God, through God. Again, this is a part where it's beyond our control, some of this stuff, because we haven't learned it, you know, and we haven't tapped into the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night, day and night, day and night. That's what the Word of God, that is the only answer, you know, to having more self-control and the Holy Spirit in you. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the one that gives those warnings, and he's very gentle, and he's not going to push you. Okay, he's not going to make you do anything, but he will warn you ahead of time. Okay, so therefore, next time.
Something rose up in me, and I was like, this is not me talking. I was like, what's going on? And immediately I left out and wanted to repent, but I was like, I just felt so bad for the last 5 or 10 minutes. I was like, Lord, what do I do? And I was like, I remembered you guys have a radio station. I need to turn my radio on.
Amen.
I just wanted to let everybody know that even though, you know, you can be as close as you want to God, but you can have a moment of weakness and fall. Peter fell, and we all can fall.
And Moses fell, you know.
To stay there, but to get right back up and repent and move forward.
We see not Peter.
I was just disappointed because I've been trying lately to study more and work more on being led by the Spirit. And so I thought it was really ironic that that's the thing I'm trying to work on, and that's where the devil is trying to hit me at.
Well,
and so I just got to work harder.
You work harder, and that's the reason why, you know, God reveals it to you. Okay, you see what happens. Okay, now you got to learn more self-control. You think you got it. But the Bible says when you think you know it not. Okay,
that's
you don't know
you
anything.
Fall.
That's when you fall.
That's
so
when the fall comes when you get pride. So you're right. You're
be
right.
Humble, you know.
I love you guys, man. I love you guys. And
okay, we're going to pray with you.
And I'm always loving it.
I'm going to pray with you before you get off.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Anybody out there with you? Let me hear.
Well, I got Brother Tone. I got Brother Smiley here, you know, Greg. And
well, tell them I want to hear what they have to say. I know they're not perfect. We all human. So
well, Smiley is.
Well, okay. I know he is. I missed T-Bone. T-Bone was perfect.
He took
the T-Bone spot. Okay,
and keep on smiling. And I got Brother Tone, though. But we'll pray with you right now and we're just gonna believe
I didn't
God.
I don't want to take up all your time, but
that's
thought,
all right.
You know, I said we need to have more compassion.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Well, let's
you
go
with Dr. White. I know you didn't put my name on the radio like
I
that.
I did, man. I did, man. Dr. White.
Please don't sue him, Doctor.
All my patients gonna think I'm a heathen.
Please don't sue him now.
They already know better.
It's important.
You don't have to sue him.
It's very, very important when people see your mistakes and that you repent of it, okay?
Almost definitely. I want them to.
It's not for them to see your mistake.
We're all human.
Yeah, exactly, because the moment you think that you're perfect, man, it really going to look bad. It's going to look even worse towards people. But when people see that you made a mistake and you're sorry for it, you know, and repent of it, they
really
respect you more.
It could have gotten worse. I mean, because I wasn't going back down. Luckily, I usually carry my wife with me, and she always seems to calm me down. But I don't know why. I know it's not just me, but road rage is something serious.
It is.
I don't know if there's a spirit, a demonic part.
Oh, you can bet on that.
A fleshly part of us.
Yeah, both.
So I can't stand it.
Both. There's no doubt because we're always in a hurry. But we're gonna pray. Let's pray, okay? We're gonna pray for you, Doc. You know, we love you. And we're going to pray for you. The things will get better for you. I know they will. But, Father, we just come together right now, and we believe for my brother right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he wants a wisdom in how to have self-control with his anger and the road rage, wherever he's at. We believe, God, that you can help him, Lord, because you're God. You can do things beyond his control, God, as we know that you have compassion. Lord, he's looking for it. He's persevering. He's determined, God, to have peace in his heart, be humble, and have self-control, God, with his anger. And we ask, God, that right now you place it in his heart that he can be strong in it, God, stronger than he's ever been, that he may be an example of you, God, in his life for others. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's my prayer, is to be the example, and I'm just like, I got to do better.
Oh, you're going to do better, brother.
Let y'all know we can fall, but we're going to get right back up and move forward. So that's my encouragement for anybody that might be out there listening. I have fallen, but I can get right back up.
Amen.
And keep moving. I think we miss the mark from time to time.
We miss it.
Being human. But God is so great and so compassionate that his mercies are new every day that we can move forward from where we are and move to another level. So
another level.
It's an opportunity for me to grow. And the thing that you said that spoke volumes to me was the spirit within me wouldn't rest until I got this out.
Oh, yes.
And so I prayed about it. I immediately repented, but I wanted to use this as a testimony also. So the devil thought he was going to get something by it, but it ended up being a blessing that I could testify for
others
that we are not all perfect, but we're striving to get there. And God is still working on all of us until he comes back. We're going to continue to be worked on, because he said he would complete that good work.
He'll complete it.
We just have to work out our steps. So I just want y'all to be encouraged.
We encouraged.
I am encouraged. And after talking about God and giving God his due praise, I feel so much better.
A lot better.
So I'm able to let that go.
Oh, yes, it's gone. It's washed.
Get that go.
It's washed in the blood. It's over. So,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, brother, we love you, man, and be careful on the road again.
I will. I love you guys, and like I said, I'm looking forward to coming back and
come
and,
back,
and
man.
With you guys,
well, I need you,
so
man. We need
sure
you.
I sure will.
All right. Well,
I
God.
Will. All right. You guys be blessed.
Okay,
right,
brother. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Folks, bye-bye. You are out there. I want you to remember, you can always call at any time. For any comment, any question, it doesn't have to be about the topic. We would just love to do our best to get in the Bible, find out what God is saying about certain things that you are questioning, and the same thing. And again, Brother Tona, we're talking about, like we said, about compassion, the multitude, the two blind men moving Jesus out of all those thousands of people because they were determined and persevering to get their sight back. And what did they do? Well, they kept calling out on Jesus. You and I got to do the same thing. You know, we got to keep praying and praying and praying. And you know what happened? Well, there's a lot of people that said, shut up. Nobody want to hear you, man. You ever heard that from somebody?
When you tell me that, I raise my voice a little louder.
Shut up, Smiley. We don't want to hear you all complaining, man. Come on, man, you know.
Let the word be heard.
You know, that's what the devil's going to tell you. Shut up. You know, forget about it, man. God don't care about you, man. Come on. You got all them thousands of other people, man, that he cares more about, that, you know, they're better off than you, and you're more valuable, you know, to the communities and so on. And you're not even worth it, man. You blind, man. You don't know nothing. You can't do nothing. You just sit there and shut up, you know. I mean, that's the way the devil tells you and talks to you. And people will do the same way because the devil uses people, and so we got to be careful. But as we heard Brother Tona, we're going to keep getting louder and louder and louder and louder. And we keep praying and praying and praying, and we will stop God in his tracks because of our determination and our perseverance, and it will move God with compassion. I mean, he stopped and said, hey, bring these dudes here, man. And what do you want? I want to see you again. Praise God.
We should pray until the walls of Jericho of our life fall down. We should praise on the Red Sea departed. We should keep on praying.
Keep on praying. That's what I say. Keep on shouting. Keep on praying. And because the devil's going to say, your prayers were never answered in the beginning. So, shut up, devil. You know, I'm going to keep praying. Shut up, devil. I don't want to hear your mouth. I'm going to pray and I'm going to shout. And so the God is looking for a person or people that's determined and persevering, and who is going to recognize who he is. You see, the blind men knew who he was. They called out to the Messiah. They knew he was the healer because they had heard about Jesus. He was the healer, and he's coming my way, praise God. And so they were in a situation, circumstances beyond their control. They couldn't fix it, brother. You can't fix it. You can try all you want. You got all the money you want. I'm sorry to tell you, you can't fix the problem that you have right now. Some of you on drugs, you can't fix it. Some of you, man, you got your whole family falling apart. You can't fix it. Money can't fix it. I'm telling you, not even the devil can't fix it for you. Only God can bring it that pass, right, brother?
When I look at many of our faith fighters that have gone home, gone in the grave, because I don't believe nobody goes to heaven yet, because I have never been to heaven. So I can't say they went to heaven. When I look at our faith fathers like D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon,
right,
Charles G. Finney, Billy Graham, all these people, they are men of power because they are men of prayer.
Right.
Do you know who first started the first Bible college in the whole world?
Who we got?
D.L. Moody.
That's right.
And guess what? He don't have no education.
Right.
But amen. God used him to start the first Bible college.
Woo. Yes, God. Thank
if God
you,
can do it for somebody like Moody that have no education to start the first Bible college in the whole world, tell me what God can do more for you.
A miracle, right?
He will do more miracles for you than that.
I like
because
that.
Because some people say, well, I already got the Holy Ghost. I don't know the feeling of the Holy Ghost. When you go to the gas station, you put gas in your car, you fill it up. By the time you get to Texas, by the time you get to Shreveport, the gas is empty.
Right.
Then you can't say, well, I already bought gas. I got this. You can go on empty gas tank. You have to refill it.
How do we feel it?
We need new refilling of the Holy Ghost
every day.
And we can come through the power of prayer.
Woo. yes, Jack. Fill it up with the Word of God, man. Amen. It's called premium, supreme, man. High octane. Glory to God. You can't get better than that, Smiley. Hallelujah. You got to fill up your tank as our brother. That's perfect, perfect analogy about getting the power of the Holy Ghost, because you got to fill it up. Hallelujah. You got to stay, you know, full, running it all the time. And that is the fuel through the Holy Ghost, okay? The Word of God, man. You got to have that Word. Whew, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Man, you got to get in the Word, man, to keep that Holy Ghost just moving, man, with power. Glory to God. We got another incident in the Bible. We're talking about compassion where God is moved. Well, this one was a father who had a son who was possessed with a devil. And he's not conceited. He's not self-centered. He's not selfish. He's thinking about his son. He's thinking about others. That's one of the things that God is moved by, compassion, is unselfishness, okay? That you're thinking of others rather than self. And God moves with that. And here he is, and he goes to his disciples, Brother Tona, and, man, they can't cast the devil out. No, he's like, man, what the world? I mean, where you get your license at, man? All right. I mean, you know, what are you doing, man? I thought you could cast this devil out. But, you know, the thing with this is that he did not stop there, Brother Tona. He didn't stop there. You know, some people are just stop at, you know, oh, well, I didn't get it, you know, and I forget it. You know, maybe I don't deserve it. Who knows? But he went further. And what happened? He went to Jesus, right? Man. Is that right? He went to the source, man. He said, wait a minute, Jesus. Man, your boys can't do this, you know. No, I'm coming to you, man. I'm coming to you, and I know you're going to help me. And Jesus said, well, just believe. But what happened right there? He says, I believe. I wouldn't have went to your disciples in the first place. You know what I mean? I believe, Jesus, but help thou my unbelief. Why did he say that, Brother Tone? Help thou my unbelief.
The reason is that only God can increase our faith. Just like the disciples, when the storm came, they threw everything away. But guess what? They didn't throw their faith away. Paul said, cast not your confidence, which has a great recompense or reward. You see, they know that Jesus is asleep. But after they tried everything, then they woke him up. They have enough little faith to wake Jesus up. If they didn't wake him up, they could have all drowned. But Jesus will still be alive. And when they woke him up, Jesus appeared their faith. He said, Father, increase their faith.
Amen.
So the only man that can increase your level of faith is Jesus. Of course, every time you get to a new level of miracle, there's a new devil ready to attack you.
So we're rising up to the top. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be a stronger devil, and we're going to have to get rid of them only through prayer, as the Bible says, and through fasting. Some of these babies are really strong, and you're going to have prayer, and you're going to have fasting. That's what Jesus said. You know, he said it himself. There's another story in the Bible. We're talking about compassion, called the prodigal son. Perfect example of God's compassion. The father gives him his inheritance. The son wants it, goes out. I mean, he just spends it on riotous living. There's a drought that comes. Dry as can be. Everything is dying, and he's dying himself. He's feeding the slop to the pig. He's eating some of it. Don't have a whole lot, I'm sure, because there's a drought. And so he knows he's going to die. But he thinks. He gets his mind straight. You know, sometimes we got to be placed in positions like that to get our mind straight, Brother Tone. And he thinks about the...
You know, the greatest compassion I saw in the Bible is with the Good Samaritan.
Good Samaritan.
Somebody helping an enemy. An enemy there was beaten up, left off for dead. The pastor is in a rush to go to church. The assistant pastor is in a rush to go to church. The choir is in a rush going to church. But the enemy came, which is the Samaritan. The Israelites got beat up and they are enemies. They're like Muslim and Christian. And Samaritan spent all his money just to take care of that man.
That's awesome.
Put him in the hotel, took care of him and everything. People that can't do nothing for us, we need to start helping them without expecting nothing back in return.
Amen. I agree. The Good Samaritan is a good example of moving God with compassion, no matter